We continue our learning. We are in Bava Kamma, Perches, Mishnah Gimel. Hamakayas aviv ve'esimo v'lo asah b'hem chabura. Person who hits his parents but did not make a chabura, make a wound. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin in the 11th parak says hamaka aviv imo eino chayv ad sheyasav hem chabura. So here you're not chayv misa, although you're not permitted to do so. You're not chayv misa for hitting them. V'hachovel b'chaveru b'yom ha'kippurim, or a person who wounds his fin on Yom Kippur, where, as we mentioned in the past, Yom Kippur, you're not chayav misa, although making chabala on Shabbos is considered an issur d'oraisa, you'd be chayav misa for that, but for doing it on Yom Kippur, you're only chayav kares, that's not misa's based in. So one who hits one's parents and did not make a chabura, or a person who injures his friend, wounds his friend on Yom Kippur, chayav bekula. The halacha is that you have to pay all of the damages, nezek, tzari, pusheves, and boshes, for everything, for damages and pain and medical bills, unemployment and embarrassment. You're not exempt from the tashlumin because there's no we don't apply the principle of kam lebe derabim mine, because here there is no chiyuv misa. Chovel be'eved ivri chayav bechulan chutz min hasheves. Person who wounds an eved ivri is chayav to pay for all for four out of the five, and for everything except unemployment, tzar, obviously nezek tzaripu sheves, nezek tzaripu and boshes. But Sheves unemployment, he doesn't have to do so, Bizmanchu Shalom. Assuming that Eved Ivri that you injured is your own Eved, because his Bitul Malacha is your loss. So you don't have to pay him for that at all. Hachovel be'Eved Kanani Shalacherim Chayev Bechulon. A person who wounds an Eved Kanani of others, so you chayev to pay for everything, all five things, and you give the payment to the master, because the master, everything, Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabo, is owned by the master. That's an Eved Kanani, a non-Jewish slave, who's considered the property of the master. Rabbi Yidomer Ein La'avonim Boshes. He says that for Avadim, yeah, there is the other payments, but Boshes does not apply, because in the context of Boshes, it says, Ki yinatsu anashim yachtov ish v'achiv, a man and his brother, an Eved is not included, are she'ein lo achva. What is ein lo achva? Ein lo babakal. He's not part of the Jewish people. In that sense, even though it's true, he is chayv and mitzos like a woman in Eved Kanani, nonetheless, he doesn't have the status of being part of Kahal Yisrael. Chachamim disagree, though. They say he's chayv and mitzvos, and since he's chayv and mitzvos, ishva achiv, we certainly could apply ishva achiv, brotherhood, to him. And we do follow the majority opinion of the Chachamim that there is payment of boshes for an Eved Kanani. Perek Ches Mishnah Dalid says the Mishnah Achere Shote V'Katan Pigiyason Ra'a, which literally means that it's bad to meet up with a cheresh shote v'katan. Not a good idea. Why is that so? So hachovel behen chayev. But v'hein shem chovlu ba'acherim turim. If you wound them, you're chayev. But if they wound you, they're going to be potter. Now, when it comes to, let's say, the cheresh, the deaf mute person, and this would be true even someone who is a deaf mute from birth, he's paid for everything. Nezek tzar, riper, sheves, and boshes. Is he capable of working, and therefore he should be chayiv. You have to pay him for sheves as well. What about a shote? A shote has to be paid for nezek, tzar, and ripui, the injury, the difference in the value from before and after. Tzar, of course, the pain, and ripui, the medical bills, but he cannot collect for unemployment for sheves because he's incapable of working, nor can he collect for boshes because he doesn't feel any shame. You'll say the family members experience shame. We don't assume that there's a disgrace after, but the understanding is that the fact that the person is a shota, they've been embarrassed enough based on that. Any more embarrassment, the fact that now there's an injury on their face or whatever it is, that's not going to add to any embarrassment, and therefore there's no payments of boshes. What about a katan? Katan does not have to be paid for unemployment, because we don't assume they're capable of working, so sheves is not paid, but there is payment of boshes, because depending on the age and how mature the child is, there would be boshes there. So that's where hachovel b'hem, you're going to be chayv. But if they are chovel b'acherim, they injure others, and that would be true, by the way, even if they, if let's say the cheresh is no longer a deaf mute, the shota somehow now is completely functional. So nonetheless, they're going to be exempt from the injuries because they inflicted them when they were not responsible, when they had that status, and therefore they're going to be putter. Completely. We can view them as if they did it be'ones, be completely beyond their control, and therefore they're going to be patur. So v'heim shechavlu ba'acherim, they are going to be pturim. Ha'eved v'ha'isha pigiyasan ra'a. Same thing when it comes to an eved kanani and an isha and a woman also meeting up with them literally is bad. In what way? Ha'chovel ba'hen chayav v'heim shechavlu ba'acherim pturim. If you injure them, you're going to be chayav, but they, if they injure others, they are exempt. They're exempt because they don't have any money that belongs to them. An Eved Kanani, all his belongings belong to the master. A woman's property is under the jurisdiction of the Baal of the husband. What about Nichse Malug? So Nichse Malug, although the Karen, the principal, belongs to her, the husband has the ability to use the Peros, and he also inherits that property if she passes away before him. So therefore, there was no need to be paid from there. Others claim, no, there's a nichse malug. So then maybe the payment should come from there. She would sell that Karen, that principal of the Nichse Malug that she brought into the marriage, since the principal belongs to her. And if, let's say, her husband predeceases her or divorces her, so that is going to belong to her. And therefore, with that money, when the husband no longer has peros, that money, of course, she can pay for the damages that she caused. But then the Mishnah says at the end, avol mishalman lachar zman, which means they have to pay after. What does it mean, have to pay after? So this is where an Eved Kanani and Isha are different. Nisgar sha Isha, if the woman is now divorced, nishtachar ha Eved, the Eved is freed, is emancipated, then chayvim l'shalim. If they wounded someone, so here, they wounded while they, let's say the woman, she was married and she injured someone. So now her status changes. So she now has the ability to pay. And the same thing with an Eved, he has now money of his own. And therefore, if he is freed, he is chayv to pay. This is different than the Shota. Like the Shota, at that point, he was potter. When he inflicted the wound, the injury in someone else, he was completely exempt at that time. So now, the fact that, let's say he's healed, he's normal, everything is functioning properly, so he's still going to be potter. As opposed to the woman, let's say, or the Eved Kanani, in reality, they were chayv to pay at the time. The only reason they don't have to pay is because they don't have any money of their own. But if they eventually have money of their own, so they have to pay for the injury that was done while she was married, while he was still a slave.